Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, and you can join the show here, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
We started out talking about tyranny abroad in the form of the Chinese government cracking down, it seems, on protests, anti-COVID restriction protests in the streets in various different cities. And now we're going to go to tyranny closer to home. The New York State now approving, the government gang there now approving a ban on certain types of cryptocurrency mining.
Yeah, this is so bizarre to me. And I'm sure they'll have some weird explanation about how they're banning some crypto mining, but not other crypto mining. I could understand to an extent why they would want to ban, like, Bitcoin mining, because it's so energy intensive, but it's not profitable in anywhere in New York to mine Bitcoin.
Well, maybe it is if you have a hydroelectric dam.
But that's not in the
city, thought there were better places.
This isn't city. This is the state. The entire state of New York.
Oh, okay.
It may be profitable, but I thought there were still much better places with hydroelectric.
Around the world. I mean, yeah.
Just in the U.S. alone.
Oh, perhaps so. But there was a story on this show and within the last few years about a city in upstate New York that has a hydroelectric dam, and it's a power generation thing, right? Like,
yeah.
they generate power there, and they feed that power out to the town, but the dam decided that they were going to go ahead and do Bitcoin mining there.
Because why not? You got water, you got electricity. That's the two things you need.
Right, and in a lot of cases, you actually have extra electricity. Right? You generate a certain amount per whatever kilowatt hour of electricity from this water that's running through the dam, and if people in the town don't use that power, well, you don't just get to store it somewhere, right? Like,
well, I'm sure they have ways of storing some of it.
I mean, there are batteries and that sort of thing. But for the most part, if you can't use that power in that instant, it's not very useful, right? Like, you got to sign it down.
It's kind of like a waste because you spend energy making the energy or getting the energy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a net loss. I mean, even nuclear energy, you only get back like 5% of the energy that you put into it. You just have it in a easily harnessable way all at once.
Really? Nuclear is...
I think it's only 5% efficient. I'd have to double check.
I'm surprised if that's...
But that's one of the more efficient ones.
Wow. Check that one for me, will you? The number here is 603-283-6160. But New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed a law, apparently last week, it looks like, banning certain Bitcoin mining operations that run on carbon-based power sources for the next 2 years unless a proof-of-work mining company uses 100% renewable energy. It will not be allowed to expand or renew permits, and new entrants will not be allowed to come online.
Well, I guess it's not as new and crazy of a law. I'm not saying that I like it or anything like that. I think it's crazy to have any laws, but I just think that it's not as new and crazy considering they already do that kind of thing to, like, the car industry. Like, you can't just I'm going to be a new car manufacturer, and I'm not going to pay attention to those specs.
The government requirements.
The government requirements on, environmental things.
You're right. I was way off. It's 33% to 37% efficiency.
And that's, like, the highest efficiency.
Really, I would have expected that if you have a energy-making thing, I don't know. I would have expected it to be pretty high.
Higher,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've never looked into it.
Kathy,
well, I don't know to what extent they're including all of the mining and the transporting stuff to get it there, because you also have to include that in the efficiency as well. Like the uranium and the plutonium, it didn't just get there. It had to be transported. Sure. And they're probably just talking about the actual converting the uranium into whatever it is that they do to make it produce energy. That's probably what they're counting, and not every human step along the way who are also putting energy into the process.
Sure.
So I don't know.
So she proclaimed the governess, saying it's the first of its kind in the country. Suggesting, of course, that there will be others who follow their lead in New York. Again, banning certain Bitcoin mining operations.
Bitcoin or cryptocurrency?
Any proof of work. Okay. Cryptocurrency, as I understand it. She said it was a key step for New York as the state looks to curb its carbon footprint by cracking down on mines that use electricity from power plants that burn fossil fuels. The law also comes as the cryptocurrency industry reels from the implosion of FTX, which was once one of the most popular and trusted names in the industry.
Well, what else do the power plants that use fossil fuels fuel? Like, are there factories in the same town? Are they going to get cracked down on?
No, only cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
In this case.
And cryptocurrency isn't reeling from the collapse of FTX. I mean, it's pretty much about where it has been for the last year or so.
It took a little dive.
Yeah, for the price.
About 20%-ish, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not like
reeling. 20,000 to 16.
What about the, trading volume every day? Is it still...
It's a good question. We should look at that.
That I feel like has more to do... is more indicative than just the price.
Of activity. Yeah, that's true.
Are people just getting out and staying out and never touching crypto again?
No, certainly not. I mean, the FTX thing has people spooked, but... most people, I think, understand the cryptocurrency survived Mt. Gox.
Yep.
It survived the one in Canada. It survived all of them, and it's going to survive this.
You are listing other exchanges that have gone out of business for various reasons.
Quadriga CX was the Canadian one, and it's remarkably similar to this FTX one, where you had this shady guy who seemed to be embezzling money, stealing from the company. As you mentioned recently, the FTX guy, all of their wallets started getting hacked, right before they filed bankruptcy.
The same night, the night of.
It's just, wow, this sucks so bad. All we had here was a scammer, a hacker, an IT pro, a crypto pro, who started a company with the sole purpose of building up a reputation as an honorable person that we need regulation so that you would trust him and send him your money so that he could take it all and go fake his death in Thailand.
That part hasn't happened yet.
But it will.
But some people suspect that he's actually a government agent, that this wasn't just a scam artist, just your normal average confidence man. This was somebody who's backed by government agencies, whether it be the CIA or the Assad or something like that, that their goal was specifically to engineer something that would call for even more regulation.
And that could be true as well.
What year was the Canada one around?
It's a few years ago.
I've never even heard of that.
2 or 3 years ago.
Maybe 3 or 4. New York's new mining law, which passed the state assembly in late April and the state senate in June, calls for a 2-year moratorium on cryptocurrency mining operations, which use proof-of-work authentication methods to validate blockchain transactions.
So this means that someone sitting in their home with a graphics card... It's forbidden.
No. They're exempting the individuals from doing this at this point. So individuals, I guess, are still able, as I understand it, to mine in New York.
So if I just happen to own a property and a bunch of Bitcoin ASICs, am I exempt?
That's a good question. I don't know where they draw the lines.
Are all the Bitcoin businesses about to become sole proprietorships with a person having a lot of contracts with friends?
Yeah, it's an excellent question. Proof-of-work mining, which requires sophisticated gear and a lot of electricity, is used to create Bitcoin, among other tokens. Industry insiders tell CNBC it could have a domino effect across the U.S., which is currently at the forefront of the global Bitcoin mining industry, accounting for 38% of the world's miners. The Chamber of Digital Commerce wrote in a statement, quote, "The approval will set a dangerous precedent in determining who may or may not use power in New York State." Unquote. It's a sentiment echoed by Kevin Zhang of the digital currency company Foundry, who said, quote, "Not only is it a clear signal that New York is closed for business to Bitcoin miners, it sets a dangerous precedent for singling out a particular industry to ban from energy usage." Because the idea is, it's expensive, as you pointed out, Arya, to do carbon-based fuel Bitcoin mining. If you're burning, natural gas or coal or something like that in order to run Bitcoin mining operations, it's going to be costly.
Yep.
And so there's already a natural deterrent from doing this sort of thing. So why not just let the market operate here? If somebody feels like it's worth it to pay for these resources, they should be free to do that. But New York State says they know better.
New Hampshire needs to get its nuclear power plant back up.
Hell
because
yeah.
New New Hampshire's not going to ban crypto mining. Let them come here.
Well, New Hampshire does have a nuclear power plant. It's operating and it actually supplies.
But we had two.
Correct. Well, no, it was actually in Brattleboro, which is in Vermont. That one got shut down. But New Hampshire apparently is authorized to have a second one that it does not currently have. There's more coming up. It's free time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is free. Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. We do have our own social media server. You can join it over at social.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Some of the hosts are there as well. It's free, and it's open source, and it's self-hosted, which means we run the server and not some big tech mega corporation, which means we set the rules. And there really aren't that many. Just, you know, have fun. And don't spam, and don't be, you know, don't put anybody in, like, legal jeopardy or something like that. Otherwise, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, so head over to social.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a New York law that was just signed, apparently, last week, banning cryptocurrency mining operations. Now, it's saying it's banning, quote-unquote, certain Bitcoin mining operations that run on carbon-based power sources. So unless the company in question that's doing the mining is using 100% renewable energy, they will not be allowed to expand or renew permits, and new entrants will not be allowed to come online.
This is just a subsidy for, you know, the solar panel people. That's all this is. It's a very well written and underhanded way of doing it, but this is their way of giving subsidies to the wind factories, what are the wind plants, the solar plants.
Can you run mining off of solar? Like, does it even come up with a
wattage? I mean, if you have enough of them.
I guess. I wonder if there are many people doing that.
I mean, certainly you can run entire houses and stuff off solar, right? And wind power, I mean, you just need a lot of it. And if these people really want a lot of it and they want to mine their Bitcoin.
How are those people that are doing, like, mining via the energy that their potatoes they're growing outside? Remember that?
No,
there's like a farmer who was mining from his potatoes, and it was in England, I think. So I was.
I remember potatoes were generating electricity.
I think it has something to do with the solar. I don't know.
I remember the one where you could pay cryptocurrency to feed a chicken or something.
I remember that, yeah. Bitcoin Cash, I think.
I should probably look up whatever I'm talking about before I even
Yeah, that would be good.
It.
Let us know what you find out. Let's go to Greg. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that law. That's interesting. I wanted to talk about sort of a software that is open source versus software that is privately owned.
Sure.
And, you know, I think what you have to differentiate the front-end software from the back-end. You know, so the front-end, like the browser, has always been kind of open because you could, it's on your computer, so you could disassemble it, right? You could look at the HTML source code for the website. And if you are running smart contracts on an Ethereum node, then you could even look at what the smart contracts say. So that's all cool, and I think that led to a lot of innovation, right? Ethereum, and that whole thing, whether it's Polygon or, you know, whether it's Binance Smart Chain, whatever it is, they're all supporting open source smart contracts in that language, which is EVM. And so, you know, Ethereum Virtual Machine. And the same thing with HTTP and HTML and CSS. So it has led to so much. But on the back end, okay, in Web 2, not in Web 3, because Web 3 is run by a bunch of nodes that all, you know, the source code, but on Web 2, the special class of computers called servers, right? And they're behind, you know, they're behind the firewall maybe, but the point is you can't get in. You can't go and see what Twitter is storing on their servers, right?
Right. It's closed source, as they call it.
It's closed source, and whether it's your bank or whether it's Twitter or whether it's your favorite, you know, website, what's going on there, which is not Web 3, it's Web 2, is basically, it's a separation between the users, right, and the software. So every time you want to beg Elon Musk, hey, could you add like an edit button to Twitter? And I edit my tweets or this or that, right? Mm-hmm. There's one solution for everybody. And it's called censorship also. It's like if they don't want you on the platform, you're gone.
Yeah, but this has like, nothing to do with Web 2 versus Web 3.0. I realize that's the topic you're passionate about, but this is just Elon Musk and Twitter versus like Mastodon. It's just that one is decentralized and open source and one is closed source. There's plenty of open source stuff that's been existed on Web 2.0 since Web 2.0 came into existence.
Well, yeah, I know. I've run a company for 10 years called Cubic, which, you know, has been around since before I knew about Bitcoin. And that's Web 2.0. The thing is, with Web 2.0, you do get a free market if it's open source like Mastodon, but you still have a landlord. There's still someone running the instance, right, and the node. who sets the rules. And that's fine. What I'm saying is we're starting to decouple the infrastructure from the account, right? So you could have an account, and there's nowhere in particular that is like the, you know, the network for that account. It's everywhere.
But yeah, everyone can run their own server on Mastodon, so that's not, you know,
they could, but everyone's not going to.
You still have to
rely on people who know how to run a server in order to run a server. But I think what Greg is saying here is we're moving towards a place where accounts will exist separate from the servers, right? I think Jack, the former CEO of Twitter, was actually talking about this, and he called it Web 5 instead of Web 3. I don't know why everybody skipped over Web 4, but that's what he called it, and he's coming up with some sort of system, and I have not looked closely at this, to essentially allow people to sort of own their own identity.
I mean, this is super easy. I mean, all we have to do is every single time someone is born, we just give them a 9-digit number broken into 3 different parts, right? Something like 554, you know, like a social security number, and then that's permanently tied to their existence. We register it with some government or some supercomputer or whatever.
I think that's what he's proposing.
But that's essentially what they're saying. You have this unique identity, it's yours, and it's essentially immutable.
Well,
and thus the record stands.
Yeah, that's kind of silly, but I would like to say that with, first of all, with bots and, you know, they're getting smarter, the concept of an identity will become kind of a complex thing, you know, because you could have, you know, a bot would have many identities and people could have many identities using user agents and bots.
Identity is already a complex thing because there's, like, what you do and who you really are. I mean, it's not a robot thing. It's a human thing.
Exactly. So having your own, like, private key and everything is tied to it, I think you should have reputation. You could have many accounts, but each of these accounts would have to earn reputation over time in certain, you know, networks, and that's how people will know that it'll trust you. But I personally just think that people are going to eventually form organizations completely without being tied to a specific server farm. As it is right now, you know, you started the server farm and you get this outsized influence on what everyone does on the network. And that's fine when the network is small, but you know, like, I think as the networks get bigger, it should be owned by the people. That's just my personal thing, but maybe it shouldn't be owned at all. Maybe people
I think tech people have gotten caught up in their own little worlds and their own little echo chambers, dreaming up all of these great visions of the future and how the internet will work, and they've completely forgotten that more and more people are detaching from the internet and returning to the real world. They're turning away from social media. Yeah, just about everyone I work with, they're all leaving Facebook. They use TikTok every now and then, but TikTok's not really a social media. People are turning away from this crap. They hate it.
It is something that is going to be developed, I think, over time, though. Greg, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I did pull up something about what Jack is working on. Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter, and this sort of account that's not an account thing that doesn't exist on the site or whatever. I'll try to get a grasp for this concept, see if we can communicate it here, because it seems kind of in line with what Greg is talking about. The number is 603-283-616.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
China has hit a record number of new COVID cases, and over the weekend, nearly 40,000 new infections were reported. Beijing has defended the zero-COVID policy as necessary to save lives, but the tight grip continues to impact China's economy and has ignited residents' impatience. Public protests in China are rare, especially ones spread across multiple cities. But despite the widespread anger and frustration, the government isn't expected to let up. Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and now Cyber Monday. But don't forget about Giving Tuesday. Last year, around $2.7 billion was donated on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving in the U.S. alone. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We had Greg on the line a moment ago talking about what it sounded like he was talking about was decentralized identity, or at least this is one of the concepts that is coming down the line. And people like Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter, has been working on what he calls a Web 5 project or Web 5 components. Now, again, I don't know what Web 4 is. I'm not sure if there is a Web 4.
Well, we don't know what Web 3 is at this point.
Yeah, it seems like they're getting a little ahead of themselves, but whatever. They can label whatever they want as whatever they want to label it. But, you know, without getting too technically detailed, because I have no real conceptualization of how this works, the article I pulled up from CoinDesk doesn't really go into the technical details, but they do talk about initiatives to create what are called decentralized identifiers, with the concept being that your account is your account. Your identity or whatever is your identity, and you wouldn't be able to... necessary. I mean, they could probably ban you from a certain service or something like that, but they wouldn't be able to, like, wipe you out from the internet.
Sort of like what Coinbase? I mean, not Coinbase. Keybase was doing, but Grander, it sounds like?
Maybe. I did read something at some point about this, and it did a better job of explaining it, but I don't think I bookmarked it.
Well, so. Like, The thing I want to wonder, or it makes me wonder, is just, like, I don't understand what's the point of, like, why do they want so badly to identify and confirm people?
Well, I don't think it would be about your identity, per se. Like, it wouldn't necessarily have to be Bonnie Freeman. It might just be, you know, some other name that you have created that is an internet identity. Now, I'm not saying
that's
it's
what
per
I
se
meant when I said I think these IT people have gotten lost in their own little worlds. I had a conversation with one very similar to Greg who had this idea that everyone would run their own social media server and it would reach out and interact with other people. It, basically, everyone would run their own Mastodon, except it was more than Mastodon. It would also have this social credit system and all of these other.
Well, that's what Greg was basically saying.
Yeah, and all of these other wonderful little things. And if you and I were friends, then our server could talk to each other, and there would be a reputation system that established that. It's like, okay, guys, all of that sounds cool, but why we have the same thing sitting here in the room next to each other.
Can your grandma run the server?
Yeah, no, certainly not.
Right.
But the servers are completely superfluous to the reality. They're just these things. They're digital manifestations of a friendship that literally exists in person, and, and we live in a world where people are trying to get away from those digital manifestations of friendship. So I don't see the point, and I think the world they're trying to build is never going to come to fruition.
I did find a better article here from makeuseof.com. What is Jack Dorsey's Web 5 and how will it work? And their subheadline is, we're only just getting into Web 3, yet some are already talking about Web 5. They point out that over the past few years, powerful companies like Facebook, Google, and Amazon have taken more control online. Each platform has its interests, goals, and plans to profit from us in one way or another. Not necessarily because they want to, but that's because how capitalism works. Well, that's a silly statement. Of course they want a profit. That's why they're organized. However, Web 5, the decentralized web, takes away these big companies' power and gives it to you and other users. So what is it and how does it work? Well, it's a recent development in blockchain technology that has been considered an upgrade from Web 3, a platform that offers you control over your data. Jack Dorsey introduced the idea in June of this year. The major aim of the introduced platform is to enable you to control your personal information and data. It is a more decentralized internet than the previous versions because it uses a different design for its operations. It is designed for you to be more open and connected with the network, such that it is similar to a virtual assistant. Web 5 will be structured using decentralized web nodes, or DWNs, that can be self-hosted. Web users can operate themselves without the need for an intermediary. In this regard, an improvement in Web 5 is the choice to make personal data and information public now lies with the user.
So it's basically the same thing that Greg and this other person were saying.
People could always just make their own websites. So I don't get what the need is. People can make their own websites and email each other, like,
this
right now.
It's not about websites. It's about, I think it's more about identity.
I'm not saying it's about that. I'm just saying that, like, if you wanted, it's my own page, and it's my own, it's going to be all about me or whatever. Like, you could do that now.
You can definitely create a digital identity for yourself. I mean,
but you can't plug that into other websites. You can go and create your own website, is what you're saying, but you can't use that to log in to Facebook, or you can't use that to log in to Twitter.
You sort of can in the way that I was getting at. Disregarding websites, you can already create your own digital identity online. Aria Demenso existed online for years before I existed here as a physical person.
But when you go and you register for Twitter, you have to plug in an email address. You have to plug in a password.
All belonging to this who was then this non-existent person named Aria Demenso.
Sure.
It was just a fake online identity at that point.
Right. But I think what they're saying here is that if Twitter, you know how there was up for a while, and it probably still is a thing, you could go to some websites and would say, log in with Facebook, log in with Google, or, like, in small text, you could create an account on that actual website.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was if you logged in with Facebook for a bunch of these sites, and then Facebook deleted your account because you said something that was upsetting or whatever, what happens to all your logins for those other sites that were relying on Facebook?
Yeah, they presumably get deleted. This is why people got kicked off their Oculuses and stuff like that.
Yeah, you basically become a non-existent entity on those other sites that you went through. Oh, it's convenient. Oh, I'll just use my Facebook account. Whoops, Facebook decided you shouldn't exist anymore. Right?
There's probably a way to recover that, but you would have to go through the trouble of doing it.
So verify. So here are three features of Web 5 they say that will make it different from the previous web editions. Verifiable credentials is number one, which will allow you to have exclusive access to your data without the involvement of third parties as currently exist in Web 3. They're calling this the self-sovereignty of the user. Those are words I like.
Yeah, but it's already the case. Everything that's online about us is stuff that we put online. So, I mean,
sure,
we could just stop putting it online.
I think they're talking about this would be a credential, right? Like, you guys are going back to having websites and things like that. They're saying this would be...
No, I'm talking about just a person's data. That's what they said. You know, it's about ownership of your data. But the only reason I don't own it is because I was the one who put data about me online.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but we're talking about more like logging into websites, creating accounts, things like that. The credentials are a digitalized...
But I think she's saying, like, she agreed to make the account, so she already...
Yeah, I get it. But the idea would be this would be seceding from that concept, and you wouldn't have to create accounts, essentially, as you would be able to just...
I understand that you don't have to create accounts, and it's like your account can... I just think that it's something that nobody wants. The reason I brought up websites is not because I'm saying websites is the same exact thing. I'm saying nobody wants to do that now.
Could be.
No one wants, like, hey, guys, by the way, I have my own site. If you want to go check out my site, you can make sure you know it's me. Nobody cares about that. Right now, people would rather just get an account on the website. I don't understand why not. Like, I understand that
maybe
you
this will be easier, you know, maybe instead of having to go and create an account, you'll just automatically be able to log in. Save you some time. But I get what you're saying. You're not seeing the value proposition in this, and maybe most people won't see this as valuable, and it will completely go by the wayside. But the credentials are a digitalized representation of your identity and are important for you to identify yourself, again, without the involvement of an intermediary. You can compare verifiable credentials in the traditional or to the traditional means of identification used in the physical world, such as passports and driver's licenses. The difference between these traditional IDs and those in Web 5 is that in Web 5, they're digitally signed and verifiable. You can build up your credentials on the network and then use them on any platform that requires verification.
But I do see that the positive that other, if this is what it's saying, that there's not some database of other people that have my, like, information and it can get leaked. Like, that happened on Neopets this year, actually.
Oh, really?
I got a bunch of emails that were like, if you're part of, were part of something on Neopets, our information got hacked and leaked.
Yeah.
And they found out that no credit card information was leaked, so that was good. Well, Neopets never held on to the credit card information, but they were still really concerned about, like, names and
so that may be
like
another
that.
Good point, Bonnie. This may actually keep your information more secure. Point two is decentralized web nodes are mostly responsible for user interaction. They act as data storage units controlled by the users, not a different entity like previous web versions. The decentralization of the nodes eliminates the needs for other platforms like Twitter or Facebook, which currently have access to your private and public information. So somehow decentralizing account information.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you want to join us, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Join us online anytime at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we have there for you. We get our podcast feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. You can link over, subscribe to the main podcast, which has the Daily Digest in it, and then there's other options there for you as well over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Now, this Web 5 concept, obviously this is off in the distance somewhere. Who knows when or if this is going to become a reality. Bonnie, you're saying, and I think Aria, you're saying as well, that people aren't going to value this concept of decentralized.
I don't understand the concept enough to really say that definitively.
I can't say I do either, but in my understanding of it so far is to decentralize the concept of your identity and essentially put that into the individual's hands instead of the hands of mega corporations. And from that perspective, I like that direction that this might be going in.
I have my own blinders, just like the Web 3.0 and the people like Greg. I mean, they're blind to certain realities. Mm-hmm. So am I. I tend to think the next 15 to 20 years is going to be a mass pulling away from these devices.
You think the pendulum's going to swing away from internet and back into reality?
Yes. I strongly believe that is going to be the case.
I keep hearing that people are leaving Instagram, and I haven't been on Instagram in, like, a couple months.
But aren't they just going to TikTok instead?
No, because TikTok has been a thing, and people are getting, like, people that I know who are like, oh, my God, I've been watching TikTok all day, every day in, like, 2020. That's not really a thing anymore. It was like a pandemic thing. Hmm. It was like a
But are they going outside, or are they just watching more videos or something somewhere?
I don't know.
Right?
I just keep hearing people saying that they're never going on Instagram again. Because for one thing, Instagram keeps trying to be more like TikTok, and it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, I've never seen something like this before. Earlier this year, Instagram came out with a upgrade or whatever, and they had, like, a black background type of thing, dark mode. It was like you switch up and the whole page moves all at once, just like TikTok, to a new video, mostly short thing. Like, they added this thing called Reels earlier this year that's just like TikTok.
Just like TikTok. Okay.
But they made the site even more like TikTok. So many people left, logged out, including me. I literally was like, this is the last straw. And I turned it, like, deleted the app from my phone and was like, I'm never going on that again. And then I heard that they reversed it in like 3 days.
Because that many people were leaving.
And they never do stuff like that because they've done so many things that everyone hates and they have left it. Like, so many, like, things with their algorithm that people hate.
I was never big on Instagram, but I almost never use any social media these days at all. Like, Snapchat and TikTok, those are about the only places that you can find me to interact with me. I mean, I use Facebook. I post and then go.
Mm-hmm.
And I use Facebook Messenger to some extent to message with people. But that's basically just because group chats, and now more and more of those are happening on Snapchat. And these aren't really social media platforms. Not in the sense of Facebook and Twitter and MySpace. It's just an app that does a thing. And you do have an online identity in that app, but it's not, you don't have a profile page in the way that you do with Twitter and Facebook and your own feed and all of this other stuff. And I think that's the way things are going to continue going, where this is just an app, people use it, and then they close it and they get on with their lives.
Right,
and
like on Snapchat, I'm never like going and finding a new person to be friends with. It's only like in real life if someone's like, do you have a Snapchat? Then I will add them on there. But you don't ever just go like searching for someone you know in real life. Like, I don't know why that's just not a thing.
In my experience, these apps are now becoming things that complement real life and add to it rather than being substitutes for it, which is what Facebook and other social media sites happen to become.
Let's go to Jack. He's on the line in Ocean Shores, Washington. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, thanks. It's my Friday, so I'm enjoying the show.
Welcome.
I was a member of Twitter from 2009 to 2021. I was permanently suspended. I commented about an older person getting beat up on a subway, and it was disturbing. So I said, if I was there, I would have helped them, and they kicked me out for that.
Well, you may be able to get back on if Elon Musk's amnesty.
No, this is ongoing.
Oh.
No, I got an email last night from Twitter that said that, because I've been on since 2009, so they have a heck of a file on me.
Right.
And it said, no, I've been too repeatedly offensive or one directional.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But the Elon Musk one-time amnesty thing, that hasn't even happened yet.
It was supposed to start this week.
Yeah, but it hasn't started yet, has it?
I don't know. He said it was going to be this week. I thought he meant Monday.
I don't even know what that is. What's the one-time amnesty thing?
They're going to unban all banned accounts.
Unless you were banned for spam or for breaking the law.
Illegal. Yeah, I didn't do anything illegal.
But it's funny that they just emailed you about that. You said today or yesterday?
Last night, as I was going to bed.
Did you initiate this in some way? Did you ask for your account to be unsuspended?
Yeah, if you get permanently suspended, it gives you access to email them. You know, I had direct email contact with them.
Okay. How long ago did you email them?
I'd say 4 months ago, probably.
So they just got back to you last night and told you, no, you won't be allowed back because you've had repeated violations?
Yeah, being on for 13 years, probably hurts my case, you know.
That's interesting that it was just happened to be last night that they emailed you.
I think it's just coincidental, though.
Yeah, maybe the amnesty hasn't started yet. I mean, I certainly haven't seen Musk. I just looked at his posts because he was he apparently retweeted Library earlier today when Library was talking about the Apple iPhone restrictions that they had to put into place just to keep their app on iPhone. Yeah, he was talking.
Did Library do those restrictions?
Yeah, they had to if they wanted to stay on iPhone.
Can I bring up animal abuse real quick?
So I'm just saying, Jack, maybe you will be amnestied this week. It's still possible, I would say. Anyway, go ahead.
I hope so. They have really good news feeds. I'm sorry. The worst video I've ever seen where I think it was an Arab country. It was a dog in like a harness set up kind of like a pinata.
Do you want to talk about animal abuse or do you want to describe animal abuse? Because I'm down for the first one, not so much the second.
Yeah, I think we've heard enough about what you were going to say. But
yeah, the dog wasn't barking or anything.
It's probably not alive.
It was worse than war.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. So we were talking about Bitcoin mining being banned in New York State. Now, not all Bitcoin mining apparently yet has been banned. Existing mining operations are not being shuttered immediately, but
they won't be renewed.
Correct. Licenses, so-called, will not be renewed. This according to CNBC's story about this. And they, what else do we need to know here? This is according to the Kathy Hochul. She's the governor there. She says, quote, "I will ensure that New York continues to be the center of financial innovation while also..."
You're literally doing everything you can to make sure that's not the case.
Yeah, exactly. Well, remember, New York is the state where they passed the so-called BIT license in 2015. So more than half a decade ago, New York already decided they were going to be the least friendly place to Bitcoin businesses and said, if you want to have a Bitcoin business here, not like a retailer that accepts Bitcoin, but somebody who's like developing Bitcoin software.
You probably can't do that either, though.
Well, I haven't heard that's been banned from New York. I don't think that has been banned yet. But if you're a Bitcoin, like... innovator, if you're a Bitcoin centralized exchange, or if you're a Bitcoin, you know, some kind of company that's focusing on Bitcoin creation, you're basically screwed if you're in New York. And now Bitcoin miners being heavily restricted, basically anyone that is not using 100% renewable power for a Bitcoin mining operation of some sort of size. Again, they're saying that individuals are exempted from this. But again, where do you cross the line from being an individual into a operation? And I don't have the law in front of me, so I don't know.
I'm sure they've defined a place, though, in a way that most will convenient them when they bring charges against someone. Because that's what they do. They almost certainly left it undefined, obviously. And if you need to be an individual for them to prosecute you, that's what they'll do. And if they need you to be an organization, then they'll call you an organization.
According to the story here at MSN, of course, China, as you know, cracked down on Bitcoin mining in 2021, which means New York is the most like China than any of the other 49 states.
I mean, this is good news for like Montana and Wyoming and New Hampshire and other states that are friendly.
Yeah, come on over.
Yeah.
In fact, it would be great if we could get some of these Bitcoin innovators to leave New York and come here to New Hampshire. I think that's what New Hampshire needs to do, is it needs to call up these Bitcoin miners, like directly people from New Hampshire who are in the Bitcoin industry here, need to call up and say, hey, look, all you got to do is move 4 hours to the east or a few hours to the east, and you're going to have a much more friendly environment where you actually have state legislators who own Bitcoin and who are interested in cryptocurrency, and it's one of the friendliest places as far as government regulations are concerned. The only problem here is we still have the federal government to deal with, and that's a whole other story. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.